and my name is Beatrice Papa. I am 16 years old. Today is June 3rd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Geraldine Papa, who is my mother. And we are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So, Mom, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories when I passed the nursing board exam in the Philippines, because I know this is my goal in my life. And the first time I gave birth to a cute baby girl.
So you told me prior that you were considering being a dentist?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because I would like to follow my mother's dream.
And how did you get to being a nurse?
Because on that time, a lot of nurses go to America and other part of the country to work and earn more money than working in the Philippines.
But then you didn't really go to America yet. You went to Europe.
I went to Europe, but I spent like 10 years working in the Philippines because I would like to serve my countrymen first before others.
Interesting. Okay. So tell me more about your happiest memory about me.
First time I saw you, I thought you were a boy. Because I've been wanting a boy. But when I realized that it's a girl, it changed my life.
So you really wanted a boy, is what I'm hearing?
Not anymore.
I prefer
a girl because I know if it's a girl, somebody will be taking care of me when I grow old.
I mean, would that boy child not take care of you? But I mean, okay, next question. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
All of them are my favorite, but the most forgettable one is your first walk.
My first walk?
Your first word and your first school.
So, what was my first word?
It's tata.
What is that? That's not even a word.
I think tata is like dada, mama.
Interesting.
And everyone is like 2, 3, 2, 3. Your number are always 2 and 3.
So my favorite numbers was pre-decided?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Tell me about when I started walking. How old was I? It's like 5?
You were only 11 months when you started walking.
What's the normal time?
I started walking at the age of like 7 months.
Okay, Mom, I think you're hacking the system, but okay, continue. Like, what's the normal age that infants are supposed to be walking?
I think you're in the normal range, I think.
Lucky me. Okay, do you have any regrets?
The only regret in life is I'm helping the wrong people.
That's deep. Okay, next question. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them, and what would you want them to know?
I would like them to know that if you want something in your life, you need to work hard for just to gain it. If you have a dream, dream big. If you want to be successful in life, you need to consider your failures as a stepping stone to the success.
Whoa, that's very deep. Okay. Is there inspiration for this?
Of course, first of all, God, my mom, and my whole family.
Cool, cool. Okay, next question. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
I think one of my most difficult memories when my mom died. Because she's the only one, you know, she's the only person that I know that loves me most.
You're forgetting me, but okay, continue. Yeah,
no, because that is something unexpected, and I don't expect like it will come so quickly.
Okay, do you want to talk more about that? Okay, next question. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
I think the one that I never told my daughter is how I love her.
Okay, you tell me that
first
every day.
First time I saw her face, even though
I look like an alien, and Dad called me a sausage.
Even though she's kind of annoying sometimes,
thank you.
I still love her.
Thank you. Next question. Can you tell me the story of how you met Dad?
We worked together in the same unit in a hospital. We started as best friends.
Best friends? When was this? Do you have a specific year?
Like 1996.
Well, that's long.
And
time
then
ago.
On that time, we still have he still has a girlfriend. I have a boyfriend.
Ooh, you have a boyfriend? Ooh.
And then there comes a time that
you guys we both just realized single.
We just realized
or you realized you were soulmates.
No, we just realized that I think we're meant for each other.
So soulmates.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so Dad told me that he did propose to you. What do you have to say about this?
First time he proposed, I said no.
Ooh.
Because that's the time that I'm going to UK.
Yeah, so Dad told me you followed him. Can you confirm this
allegation? I told myself, if he really loves me, he will follow me.
No, and what he did. Dad said you followed him. How do you feel about that?
Well, I thought it's going to be my first time to go, and he's going to be following me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be the opposite way. So he went there first, and I followed him.
So, was there a ring?
Yes.
Where is it?
In my locker.
I don't know where this locker is, but okay. Do you remember when you realized you wanted to be together for good?
When he left going to London, I realized, you know, how I miss him. Mm-hmm. And I realized he's the most wonderful guy I've ever met in my whole life. Mm. So I decided he's the one that I'm gonna marry.
Mm, that's kind of cute. What? How old were you guys?
I think I'm in my late 20s.
Mm. So, before you ever got pregnant with me, like, when you were a teenager, like, what age were you like, whoa, I want to get married at this specific age and have children at this specific age? Or was were you just YOLOing?
I think I'm planning to get married and have a kid, like, 27, 28 years old.
That did not happen.
Yeah, I think I married later
30.
Than that.
And then
I think 29.
Okay, 29. And then you had me at 30. Okay, next question. Can you tell me this story when you first saw me? Even though you already said this, just go again.
I think the first time I saw my cute little baby, when the midwife put her on top of my belly, because they said it's gonna be the first bonding between the mom and the child.
I mean, I did live in your uterus for a few months.
For 9 months.
Just a few. Okay. Did... Who cut my umbilical cord?
It's supposed to be your dad, but on that time...
Why did he not?
You're already turning blue.
Oh!
So the doctor said it's kind of critical, so they just cut your... umbilical cord.
So I was dying?
Yes, because the umbilical cord was in your legs.
Dad said I wasn't dying. But
no, but
I mean,
your right leg is becoming purple.
That's pretty healthy. Alright. Next question. How has being a parent changed you, and what were you most surprised by?
Being a parent is most challenging role. Because that means you're not thinking of your personal goals anymore, but you're thinking of the future of your child. And what were the thing that most surprised me?
How awesome your daughter was, or what?
Or the thing is, when she surprised me with her awards and good grades.
Mm, good grades.
That really makes me happy.
Mm, all right. Okay, next question. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
What do you mean?
Like, have you ever helped a homeless person like how Dad usually does?
If somebody is in need of help or need of money just to save life, I'm always willing to help them.
Mm, that's nice. Okay, next question. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I think the most grateful part of my life is when I'm taking care of my patients, and my patients keep thanking me for taking good care of them.
Mm. What situation in the hospital has, like, made you very happy? Like,
when I realize the patient are in a critical condition, I always notice some, you know, some signs and symptoms first before they go to a code blue.
Oh, I know what code blue is. Isn't that like cardiac arrest? Or like correct. When they start or stop breathing?
Correct.
Ooh. Okay, next question. What are you proudest of and why does it make you feel proud?
Proudest of, I'm proud of my daughter.
Mm.
And then I'm proud of all of her accomplishments in life, not only good grades, but also her kindness to others and her being what do you call it, sweet.
Thank you.
As she always makes card during my birthday, Mother's Day, and all special occasion.
Even 4th of July? Okay, next question. What is your greatest accomplishment? Okay, no, what is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
I think one of my greatest accomplishments in life, when I finished my college
degree. How was that? How was college for you? Were you a crazy college party girl or what?
Because I realized, I think most of parents, this is the gift that I would like to give to my parent, a diploma, and makes my mom really, really happy.
Okay, so do you remember any college memories, like crazy ones?
No, I think it's a typical college life, when you live in a dorm for a couple of months.
Years? Oh, months.
Then, being assigned in a hospital for electives.
Okay, what was I like as a baby and a child? And do you remember a time when I made you angry besides every day?
Okay, as a baby, my daughter is like a cry baby. Because I think as she expected. Has like a colic on that time.
What is that?
Like her tummy is always hurt. So I always put some like now, a special oil.
But worse.
Just to make her quiet and always carry her, especially during nighttime, all the time.
So all the time.
As okay. a child,
was I crazy?
Beanie is a little bit
who's Beanie?
It's a little bit naughty.
How naughty, so?
Naughty but funny child.
Am I not funny now? I feel like I'm a comedian, but continue.
Remember a time when I made
When I made you angry.
When I was angry.
Every day?
Well, because she's kind of lazy. But you need to tell her she needs to vacuum, she needs to walk the dog, she needs to wash the dishes and wash the laundry. I need to remind her all the time.
So like
she doesn't have any initiative.
Thanks,
that
Mom.
That makes me angry.
Thank you. Okay, next question. What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
The hardest moment is the potty training.
Oh.
It's really hard because we did our best, but she still pee on her diaper.
Oh.
Until one day, she has a friend who is a potty...
Who's potty trained.
And then I think it makes her more independent. And
then
it's only like a day that makes her go to the bathroom when she sees her friend.
Took me a day to learn how to use the bathroom.
Right.
Ooh, I'm so good. Okay, next question. If you could do anything again, if you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No.
No? Why not? Like, under certain circumstances?
I think I'm gonna...
Like, if we were like, I don't know... millionaires.
No.
Would you get me a nanny?
No.
No.
I'm not gonna get you a nanny because I would like to experience how to be a nanny and a
You're
mom.
You're gonna be the nanny?
I'm the mom and the nanny.
Interesting. Okay, next question. What are your dreams for me? To become a millionaire is my dream.
No, I think I think my dream for my daughter is to finish college and to be successful in life. And for her to be happy in life.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, next question. Are you proud of me?
101% proud of my daughter.
So extra credit.
Yes.
Okay, next question. Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family? And tell me about them. Like the debu that was supposed to be a debu,
that tradition
that was made into a sweet 16.
It's like giving a big party for a teenager who will turn 18. But the thing is, here in America, I think the debutante, like 18 years old, is like the sweet 16.
Yeah, so I had a sweet 16 instead of an 18th birthday.
Yep.
Okay, next question. Can you tell me about where you grew up and what it was like?
I grew up in a remote province in Philippines, and it was a good years of my life. We don't have any internet or any social media.
So
we need to go out and play with our friends and neighbors, and we experience all the, you know, like all the laughters, like running in the rain, cooking at the back of our backyard, playing the whole day, then
so
going home late.
One question. Is that why you were so skinny?
All of us are skinny, even though we drink soda, all the sweets, because we perspire a lot.
I don't even drink soda, and I'm not skinny.
We're not
couch potato. Okay, next question. Are there any funny stories your family tells you that come to mind? Or, like, any funny stories in general? Because I want to know. I have to absolutely know, Mom. You got to tell me.
I think the funny story that I had when I was young is, like, I think the funny story that my family told about me was when I put nuts inside my nose.
Oh, man.
I keep putting a lot of nuts because I keep taking it out. And it feels so
did it get stuck?
I feel so I feel it feels so gross when I put nuts in my nose, because my mom brought me to the emergency room because
stuck,
I cannot
right? and then you
take
breathe.
It out. So they use like a special equipment just to remove it.
That's so yummy. Okay, next question. What was the worst thing you ever done as a kid?
The worst thing, because I'd like to make dresses for my Barbie dolls. So I always cut the curtain and the bed sheet. And my mom is really, really mad when she saw all these things.
Okay, do you have any other favorite stories from your childhood?
I always play with my neighbors and friends.
Ooh, tell me about
every
that
day,
time.
Every day is a good day. Every day is a good story for me.
No. Tell me about that time when your friend got stabbed.
Oh, one of my friends got stabbed because of me. Because one of my playmates keeps teasing me. And she defended me. So one of my playmates
stabbed your friend?
Stabbed my friend.
It's intense.
And really surprised me.
Thanks for this interview, Mom.